from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Charlie Angus says it's time for the federal government to take on corporate grocery giants like Cargill and Loblaws instead of supporting the price gougers. In the House of Commons, the new Democratic MP for Timmins, James Bay, also took a shot at the Conservative Party and the perceived front-runner to be its next leader, Pierre Poilievre.
Well, their would-be leader says, invest your savings in crypto Ponzi schemes to beat inflation. I mean, a financial genius this guy is not.
Angus adds it's time to put money back into the pockets of working-class families. We'll be paying more for milk this fall. The Canadian Dairy Commission says the farm gate price, what farmers are paid, will go up another 2.5% on September 1st. That follows an 8.4% hike back on February 1st. The commission says dairy farmers are facing huge increases in costs, especially for energy and feed. The increase is expected to have a knock-on effect on all dairy products, such as cheese and yogurt. A battle between supply and demand has Canada's inflation rate at the highest it's been in nearly 40 years. Statistics Canada says the annual inflation rate skyrocketed to 7.7% in May, fueled by soaring gas prices. George Peary is no longer able to serve as Timmins mayor. That's been taken care of by the official declaration that he's been elected MPP for the city. City Clerk Steph Pometer says council has 60 days to fill the vacancy, so suggests to the 8 remaining members that they decide at their August 9th regular meeting.
There's no requirement that it be filled from the existing members of council. They could hold applications, whatever council sees fit.
However, it's likely that council will opt to have Deputy Mayor Kristen Murray continue to perform the mayor's duties for the rest of the term. The election for the next council is October 24th. And the Schumacher Lions Club is getting at least part of the help it's asking from Timmins Council. For 2 years, COVID-19 has shut down its largest sources of revenue, rentals on its Lions Den, as well as the sportsmen's and Christmas craft shows, putting the club in financial straits. Council has agreed to a joint committee to investigate ways to help, such as some sort of relief from the $1,700 monthly rent the club pays it for the den. It's also going to ask Timmins Economic Development to consider a grant from the revenues of the municipal accommodation tax. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.